Is the lower example used as the back for the or on the back?
Yeah, he's already got something on the board.
Yeah, he is riding into.
Very visual oriented. Precision class was required.
Oh, yeah, it does. 51, yes. We haven't finished the discussion of it yet, but at the bottom, page 254, we'll finish up chapter 51 first here, get into the exercises, and then we'll kind of take a deep breath before we plunge into chapter 52. Now, we're talking about other verb types. It's kind of a miscellaneous catch-all for other patterns and so forth that are similar to the PL2L, his PL especially. And we talked about those poel, palau, pilpel forms. Garrick ran across the pilpel form for the wheel in the middle of the wheel in Ezekiel. What was it? Is it just noun form gal-gal or something like that? Or was it something similar to that?
Well,
it was derived from that verb.
Well, the passage talks about the wheel and said that these wheels are called spinning wheels or something.
Uh-huh. Hagal-gal. Hagal-gal, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So that reduplication idea, that'd be a fun one. You probably wouldn't find too many verb forms, but it'd be a fun one just to see what kind of an idea seems to be seen by that reduplicating pattern. The idea of the spinning wheel, it kind of indicates a repetitious pattern, As the wheel goes around, the same part comes to the same place, in each revolution and so forth. So that's a thought that we're worthy looking at. Okay, then the relatively frequent verb, hishtachawa, formerly taken as a hithpalel from the hithpalel form of a root shacha, is now known to be a hishtafel, the prefix hisht and the root chawa. So they've come up with another categorization just because it didn't seem to fully fit the other. Now, the idea of the sheen and the tau reversing is all right, but there's apparently other problems with the form. And the fact that the wow is in there in that place and so forth. So that's what they're calling it. The attested forms of this verb are given below and should be learned. Its inflection is like that of other verbs from roots 3 hey. The word means to bow down. That's probably why it says to learn it. It means to bow down or to humble oneself. So apparently it's used quite frequently in the Old Testament, and therefore he says to learn it. So the attested forms, you've got third person masculine singular. Hishtachawa, the second person masculine singular, hishtachawitha, third person masculine plural, hishtachawu, and then you're in the imperfect, you've got yishtachawe, etc. I guess we don't need to read through them all, but these are just the attested forms that you find for that verb. So this was being called a hishtafel. Okay, yes.
Is the hishtafel
Peter.
The same as when we learned hishtafel, the certain sibilant?
Yes, right.
That's all a hishtafel.
Well, apparently there's more to it than that, though, because otherwise you could just call it a hithpael, and just because the hithpael included that sibilant transfer. But this also carries to the rest of the stem, afel instead of, hithpael, you've got hishtafel. And apparently it involves the vocalic, the pattern in the rest of the verb. That's why they changed it from a hithpalel, which is a form of hithpael, into this. So it's kind of debatable. But as far as function is concerned, yes, it'd be the same, the same basic kind of meaning. To humble oneself, you see, has got that reflexive idea. So its meaning is the same as hithpael, but it's kind of a unusual form of hithpael. Over and above just the transfer of that syllable. Okay. Section 182, final remarks on the numbers. The numbers above 99 employ the following words. First, the word for 100 is me'ah. In construct, it's ma'ath. That's quite a regular construct form. Your feminines with comma say change to a tau and get pathach, and then you shorten up if you can. The dual, ma'athayim, and the plural, me'oth. Construct of the plural, me'oth. For 1,000, you've got elef, and the construct form the same, elef, the dual, alpayim, the plural, Alafim and the construct Alfe. For 10,000, you've got Ribbo, Rivava, I guess. So Ribbo, Rivava, and your construct form, there isn't any. The dual form is Ribbothayim, and the plural, Ribbo-oth, excuse me, no construct form for that. So these are the words, these are as big as they get. They don't have anything for a million and so forth that I know of, so they probably didn't ever get to numbers that big. Or if they did, they just, you know, added thousands and so forth.
But I think I was just reading a passage where King Shishak came up with a million.
Mm-hmm.
A thousand thousands,
yeah.
So it was,
yeah,
probably in a construct state, thousands, mm-hmm, thousands, or something like that.
Something of that nature. Either that or a singular and then a plural form for thousands or something, a thousand thousands.
Mm-hmm. This dual then, of course, would mean 200, mm-hmm, 2,000,
right,
or 20,000.
Yeah, you'll see it down in part B here. There's going to be a, mm-hmm, okay, section there that'll show you the duals and how they're used. Yeah.
That's interesting. I was noticing here on, Ma'od.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ma'od with an I or an olive?
Oh, like told the old. It was an olive.
It's mother. So it's just, that is the, you know, that would fit with the idea of 100.
Interesting. Well, there may be a connection there.
Uh-huh.
Because there have been words where the daleth and tau sound, you know, kind of, we even saw some with those hit piles where the tau changed to a daleth. So I don't know, that'd be worthy of consideration. Because you usually think of 100 it's the first big number that you think of. You know, I mean, when you start to move up, you get to 100, you always have, you know, 100 of anything is a lot, you know, usually. So that may be a connection. I wouldn't bet my eternal life on it, but I would certainly consider it.
I'd like to see the parallels.
Yeah.
If it helps you remember,
even if it helps you remember whether there's any derivation there or not, probably worth considering. Okay. Now, because the gender of me'ah is feminine, modifiers have the masculine form. Remember this little trick from earlier chapter. The feminine nouns had a form that looks masculine, modifying it, and masculine nouns have a form that looks feminine. So the same thing carries through now. Me'ah, meaning being feminine, is going to take masculine and modifiers, so the modifier is going to look like masculine forms. So if you want to say 300, it's shalosh me'oth. Shalosh me'oth. And 400 would be Arva Me'oth. Whereas Eleph is masculine. And so that's going to take feminine-looking modifiers. So you get Shilosheth Alfayim, Alafim, excuse me, Shilosheth Alafim for 3,000. And of course you're using Alafim, it's plural, for 1,000 is plural. So 3,000. And then Arva'ath for... Alafim for 4,000. Yes, Peter?
I think I get this now, but this really threw me.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying modifiers have a masculine form.
Yes.
It looks like it, but you don't use the masculine form.
Right, exactly. It looks like a masculine form, but you still call it feminine.
Form,
yeah. Yeah, I know. That's what you get, the problem you get into. It's,
I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
I just now got that. I really just don't want to.
Does anybody remember which chapter it was that listed that originally, where we ran into that thing where...
Page 159 has the...
Okay. That's the one. Yeah. So by this he means the masculine modifier or the feminine modifier. And over here, when he says the masculine form, he means the feminine modifier that has the masculine form. That's kind of what he means. Because the noun is still feminine. And so technically, shalosh used with me'oth, shalosh would be analyzed as feminine, even though it's got a masculine-looking form. Okay. There's a great deal of variety in the order and syntax of the higher numbers, but the following points will apply in most instances. So we'll give you some general rules here as far as general observations as far as how they build their big numbers and write them out. So we find A, me'ah is usually followed by a singular noun. So if you want to say 100 years, they say 100 year. So me'ah shana. Or 100 chariots, me'ah rechet. Or 100 pieces of silver, me'ah keseth. 100 silvers, you know. So that's just the way it's normally done. Normally, they're going to use a singular noun following the word hundred. The number may be in the construct. We saw that before too, I think. So you could have me'at shana, still singular shana, 100 years, or me'at kikar, 100 talents. Okay, then part B. Masayim, Elef, and Alfayim. Alfayim are also followed by the singular noun, but plurals are attested. So this dual, the Elef is just a plural, and Masayim is the dual form for 100, and Alfayim is the dual form for 1,000. Those dual forms and the word for 1,000 are generally going to be followed by singular nouns as well, but they do occur with plurals also. So you wouldn't be wrong to put down a plural. So here's the examples. We've got Masayim Shana, 200 years. So Masayim is Ma'at in the dual, and or Me'at in the dual, and then you've got years in the singular. We've got Masayim Kesef, 200 pieces of silver, same kind of thing. Alpayim Ish, 2,000 men. Of course, it's 2,000 because we've got the dual form for Elef. And then you can also have Alpayim Susim, and have 2,000 horses. So there's an instance where susim is plural, and so you'll see it used that way as well. Elef ish, 1,000 men. Elef pa'amim, 1,000 times. Pa'amim is plural. So elef can be used both with singular and plural, probably more often with the singular. Okay, then part C, compound numbers usually begin with the highest unit, x thousand, y hundred, and z. So your basic patterns start with the big ones and work down. That's what we do in English normally anyway. Only the final element Z is affected by the gender of the noun being modified and will conform to the patterns already discussed in section 130 and 161. Remember the problems with the feminine and masculine modifiers and feminines and vice versa. So it's only that final element that you need to worry about gender with. If you've got a big number, the first ones aren't going to be affected by gender. Okay, note first the construction with Elef. We've got Shalosheth Alafim, 3,000. Shalosheth Eser Elef. That would be 3, 10, 1,000. So it's 13,000. In other words, 3 plus 10,000. So in other words, you've got a number that's modifying 1,000, and that number is Shalosheth Asar, which was 13, 3, 10. So. Yeah. Probably a similar pattern. Eric?
When you on TV, when you say that it starts with the highest unit, how does you read it? Seems like it's conflicting with the.
Well, not really. I think what he's saying is you've got X number for 1,000 and then Y for hundreds and Y. And see, in this instance, we've got a number coming before our 1,000. See, and then there's none after that. In other words, if we wanted to say 13,047 or something, we'd have a 47 after the Elef there.
We'll get to that in the next
page. The next page will kind of clarify that. But he's saying that this number that comes before the Elef is the total number of thousands. And then if you were going to continue, there would be another number coming before the hundreds to tell you how many hundreds. And then the Z would be the number of, you know, units, you know, below 100. Okay, but you do have to keep in mind that we could have a compound number of thousands. In other words, you could get several hundreds of thousands. You know, so that it gets a little bit of complication. But there's a certain order to this. So instead of seeing this as say 1,013, this is 13,000, because the 13 is coming before the word thousand, telling how many thousands. 1,000 is your first place of unit. Okay, we've got Esrim Elef, that would be 20,000. So Esrim is the plural of 10, and that's the you know, you have to remember some of these from previous chapters. But that's 20,000. Okay, and Esrim Chamisha Elef, there's your 25,000. Esrim 20, Chamisha 5, Elef 1,000, 25,000. Me'af Elef, 100,000. So you can even have hundreds in this first category of thousands. And that's what he did with that thing you mentioned, you know, 1,000.
Now here is that 25,000 he uses wood.
whereas a 15,000, he doesn't.
Okay. That happens sometimes, too. I think that earlier they discussed that sometimes you'll have a 1, sometimes you won't, and adding those numbers. So what was that page again? Maybe it was said there. I can't remember. There were several chapters on numbers, and some of them, each one of them gave a little...
161.
Yeah.
130.
Okay, numbers 3 to 10, we won't have to, you know, it wouldn't be in there, so it'd probably be in that 161.
It
was 219. 219. Yeah. Okay. Series of ordinals. Which page is the teens? 223?
No, those
have one. No, none of them do. I thought there was a statement on that. Okay. Yeah, we've got, there we're starting to get some. We've got the wuh, Ezraim wuh, Echad. Yeah, for 21.
Now that's backwards. Well,
sort of. Well, remember too that we're down at the end now. This is the last number, yeah.
The end doesn't necessarily follow that.
Right. Yeah. It's just, you know, 100, you know, you've got X for thousands and Y for hundreds, and then Z, which is everything else.
I have to remember that the way they thought in terms of addition and subtraction are quite different than
we. Yes, right.
Arabic numbers weren't around yet.
No, they weren't. Okay, but these tens plus the ones, at least all the examples here are using wood there. But apparently they can go both ways. Doesn't really make a very clear statement of that. Here we see examples of it both ways. In English, we kind of do that too. 21 or 20 and 1, in old English. You know.
Where we have 25.
Mm-hmm. The teens might be their own, yeah, the teens might be a kind of an exception to that, because earlier the teens, they didn't have the addition to them. Takes my money right out in class. Okay. Huh? Yeah, I know. Usually she gets it from the office. Okay. Good thing we can trust them. Yeah, I think you're right there. The teens are probably just not, by convention, not going to use that. And then once you get above 20s and on, they're going to use the wood. I don't think you'd ever run into any confusion, though, once you know the pattern anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. I was really...
Yeah. Really. Look at that teen chapter again. Is there... That was...
On the next page, he shows
219.
The wood as optional.
Does he make a statement about that?
No, it just shows that it's in
parallel. Oh, that's what it is.
Showing that the canon doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, that's our answer then. Oh, yes, okay. Well, that's probably all we really need. Not a clear statement on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's a kind of a qualifier, you know, that exempts you from ever getting in trouble. But there is a great deal of variety in order in the syntax of the higher numbers. The following points apply in most instances. So even as far as order, this X, Y, Z, if you find an example that contradicts that, it's not because it's an ironclad rule. This is just the way they normally do it. Okay. I guess all those examples are pretty straightforward. The following is a selection of compound numbers illustrating normal usage. Study them and be sure that their construction is clear. Well, let's take a look at each of these. First of all, we've got me'ah v'shilasha. That's 103, and the optional u there. Okay, why is it u there, u shilasha, instead of w? Shua, yeah, shua on the first syllable there. If it were a labial, that would be another reason for doing it. But if it's a schwa in the first syllable, that's also one of the criterion. Okay, now if we want to add 10 to that, we've got me'ah, u'shiloshet, asar. Okay, and u'shiloshet, asar, there you're kind of putting into construct now. And there were some options on that too. But you can see the pattern there again, 103 and 10. All right. 123, Me'ah Ve'Esarim, and I guess he's probably put it optional ooh here, depending on what number you happen to have here. But, yeah, see, the ooh wouldn't fit on this, but suppose it was something that began with a shua, one of the higher ones or something, then that's probably what he's doing here.
Seems like a second example could be taken as
130.
You have three
at 10. Yeah, that's just because he already established a convention on the teams, the way they do that. See, from earlier chapters. So in other words, you're supposed to try to remember what was set up in the earlier chapters on how the teams were set up.
In other words,
30.
So
30,
you just say, that's how you have
a
number for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, 30 is it. We should maybe quickly... We can find all those chapters, just look at them all, you know, that would be good. See, for 30, you've got Shiloshim, just a plural noun of the number 3, in effect.
I listed back.
Oh, okay. But page 219 will give you those, and so you've got a separate set for those.
Yeah. 3 to 10 is on section 130, 10 to 161.
Oh, okay. And that's good. Well, you might just review those because, like you said, you want to be sure to understand each one of these. And then Ushilosha there for the 3. So 120 and 3. 203, you use the dual form for 100 to get your 200. So Masayim Ushilosha. And you've got 203. Yes, I think he is. Yeah, he's giving the feminine, on the end, he's giving feminine modifiers. Yeah, all of these. So he's assuming it's going on masculine nouns. And of course, if it was going on a feminine noun, then it would just be ushalosh at the end instead of ushalosha. But it's only that last one that's going to be affected by the gender of the noun that follows. Okay, Elif. Ushalosha would be 1003, and Elif Ume'ah, that's U because of the labial, Ume'ah Ushalosha would be 1103, 1000 plus 100 plus 3, and 1203 Elif Ume'matayim, there's your dual form for 100, so that gives you your 200, Ushalosha, your 3. 3203 Shilosheth Alafim, there's your 3,000. Umeathayim, 200. Ushalosha, 3. Shilosheth, for 13,000, Shilosheth Asar Alaf, we looked at that one already. 23,000, Esarim, Ushalosheth Alaf, so 20 and 3,000. Me'ath Alaf, 100,000, it's pretty straightforward. Me'ah Ushalosheth Elif, 103,000. And Me'ah Ushalosheth Asar Elif, 113,000. In other words, you just got this big number first before your 1,000 comes. It tells you how many thousands there are. Of course, if you wanted to get more complicated, then you could add, you know, and so many hundred and 37 or whatever. And you can get a pretty big long phrase. Yeah, that's what he's going to see, saving the best one for last here. Okay, and so we get Shalosh Me'oth Elef, there's your 300,000. So we've got 300,000. Shalosh Me'oth Ushalosheth Elef. So we've got 303,000 there. So 303,000. Now, if we want, say, 303,333, then you can see you start off with the same pattern. The first part is identical to the one above. You've got 303,000. Now you're going to add 333 to that. So the whole thing is Shalosh Me'oth, Ushalosheth Elif, Ushalosh Me'oth, Ushaloshim, Ushalosha. So lots of SH sounds in there by the time you get done. The words for 10,000 are seldom used. Okay, so maybe they do have a word for that.
Sounds like my thing.
Oh, yeah, it was given earlier. What was that? Yeah, they're economical and other things, but the numbers, they kind of break down. Although, of course, they do have a numbering system, you know, using the letters for their numbers. And has that been explained yet in this book? Maybe it hasn't.
Is it used in the scriptures?
Well, it is used in some of the versions, in the verses and so forth. You never get to very big numbers, but if you've ever noticed, again, I don't have a snake with me, but sometimes, you know, they'll give English Arabic numerals for like 1, 2, 3, and then sometimes the 5 will be a hay or something there, and then later on it'll be,
yeah.
That they'll use them there.
The chapter division.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll see them, but it's not a real big, I don't know in the text, you know, whether they're recording a number. It sounds like they're writing them out all the time in the text. In the Greek, of course, you know, we've got the manuscript variations, and sometimes they have it in the number form, you know, just like 666.
The copying was done much less.
Yeah, like stringent than this. So we may not even have to worry about that. There's one interesting feature of it, though, that I was hoping we'd get to bring out, and that is when it comes, I think it's the number 15, instead of going with 5 and 10,
yeah.
That gives you Yod Hey. And they don't, and that's the abbreviation for Yah.
I tried to figure it out by reading the ones on the
uh-huh.
And it does.
So instead, I think they take. I think they take 6 and 9, and you know 6 and 9 make 15. So, in case you ever run across that, I want to warn you ahead of time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yod, they use for 10 though. It must be 10 though.
Yeah. I kind of let me see now. How does it work?
Okay,
I wish I had a chart here to show how they go, because it...
Oh, here it is. For 15, it's
Tate Wow. Okay, Tate Wow, which would be 9 and 6, I'm pretty sure.
That's what threw me, I remember.
Yeah, because it's instead of Yod and Hey. Yeah, their numbering system like goes Aleph is 1 and Beth is 2 and, you know, Gimel is 3 and so forth. So you're... Your hey would normally be 5, and yod is normally 10.
Yes.
Yod is the 10th letter.
The next chapter.
And what did they have? They had Tate.
Tate,
wow. Okay, that's
the
your five. That's
the
9 and 6.
The next chapter is Tate Zion, but the following one is Yod Zion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So I don't know why they do that.
Well, I don't know why. They hung on to it for one more number then.
Yeah, it's funny.
Now, what would that have been? That would have been, normally that would have been... Probably Yod Wow. Okay, maybe they don't like Yod Wow either, because that's the older form. No, that shouldn't be any problem, Yod Wow. Looks like they didn't like Yod Wow for some reason, too. Maybe they had something else, some other significance or something. Maybe it looked too much like Yod Hey or something. But that's the point. The numbers 1 to 10, I think Kaf is 11, and then they start, you know, going up. I can't remember exactly, or either that or Kaf is 20. Yeah, Kaf is 20, Lamed and so forth. That's kind of the system. I had a chart on that someplace. I don't know where it was. I wish we had it. But in case you ever see it that way, and because of the fact these numbers sometimes appear there, you need to be aware of that little problem. I don't know why they went with that next number and did the same thing. Seems like I heard it one time, but this book just doesn't cover it. I think our other grammar books covered it. It's kind of disappointing. I may have to just look that up for you and give you a chart on it or something so you have them.
40 is mean.
I think I may do that.
50 is noon.
Yeah, which?
60 is Sonic.
Okay. So I end probably be 70 and on up. Yeah, and then they'll go to 100, and then I think it goes in hundreds up and so forth, and they start doubling up. I'll have to find it. Someplace I had a nice, neat chart on that.
80 is Pay.
Mm-hmm.
90 is
Sade.
Then 100 is Kol.
Okay.
Let's see what it
does
for
110.
It uses
Kol.
It uses the numbers that it had for, like Kol is 100, then it gets 13, the number they use for 13. So.
Okay. So 110 would be just Kol Yod then, right? And it starts with Kol first, the number of hundreds first, and then following, yes.
Yeah.
You keep calling that one snake. Is that any different than the Bibliobreca?
Yes, it is. The Bibliobreca is much more expensive, for one thing. Bibliobreca's got all the apparatus and everything in it. This is just the text. The text is the same, yeah. Just a Masoretic text. So, you know, the text is going to be the same as far as I know. But the Bibliobreca's just got, it's bigger print, a little bit clearer, nicer, more expensive, and it's got apparatus in it. And this is just your rough and ready text. And then, of course, it's the same text that's going to be in your Greens or in your, there's another, I can't remember who put the Hebrew Publishing House put out a two-volume one that I've got. That's got the English, you know, got an English translation of your King James or something like that. Is it King James?
Yeah.
And then another in the
picture. Nice, clear print.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good print. So that's one of the things you have to watch for, is clear print.
Two, I think.
Huh?
I think there's a one
volume.
Yeah, I think there's one volume now. Mm-hmm. They use thinner paper or something. Mine are real heavy, two volume. So they're not, I like Snape better because it's easier to carry around. And Snape is good. His print quality is pretty good considering it, the size of the book. The worst print quality I've seen so far is Greens.
Well, that's because it's photo.
It all depends if you get it from AP&A, it's horrible. It's a paper book out.
Is that right? Really? Interesting.
Well, AP&A has Greens in one volume now.
Oh, is that right?
They did a really good job.
Maybe they redid it instead of photo.
AP&A is the photocopy company.
With Hebrew, you've got to really watch photocopying because a little speck or something like this, you know, and it'll be mistaken for a vowel point. So it's it'll have good resolution. Well, with that knowledge, let's look at the vocabulary list. We've got Mothaith, to slay or kill. Some of these verses we've already looked at in the chapter. Konain, to set up or establish. Orer, to arouse, stir up. Romaim, to raise up or exalt. Hishtachawa, we've seen, to bow down. And Hithyatsev, to take one's stand or station oneself. Shafat, to judge. I think we've had mishpat, didn't we, for a judgment? Okay. That's a participle, you know, derived from this. Kecheth, to hide or conceal. Parat, to break down, a breach, burst out suddenly, and so forth upon someone with a babe. Nouns, aron, ark, or the ark of the temple containing the tablets of the law. In other words, just to be distinguished from Teva, which is like the word that's used for ark, the Noah's ark, you know, the boat. We've got Zevach, sacrifice, Me'ah, 100, Elef, 1,000, we've seen. Lakin, therefore. And so kind of the idea, we take the preposition Lama, then Cain, we already have it for, thus, and so forth, so to thus, you know, kind of to thus. This is, brings us to this, you know, therefore. And it usually introduces a divine judgment or declaration. So, in other words, the kind of idea I sense is that your, if it's a divine judgment, your actions have brought you to this, you know, to this. Therefore, this is going to happen. Okay, proper names, Eli, prince of the Lord, priest of the Lord at Shiloh, whom Samuel was entrusted. Okay, we can go ahead and start with this. We'll plug on through here. If you haven't finished this, finish up lesson 51 for tomorrow, and we'll go ahead and start with some of these numbers. This should be very much, very entertaining, especially if you haven't got them written down someplace. Okay.
I'm in the hot seat.
All right, John. 3,554. We'll just assume that you're modifying masculine nouns, so you'll have the feminine-like ending on the last thing.
Shalosha. Would be just Shalosh. I'm going to have Wahab.
Well, you need to put your thousand, word for thousand in there, though. So you can go ahead and put Shaloshet.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking three. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shaloshet Alafim.
Mm-hmm. Shaloshet Alafim.
Hamisha.
Okay. If we went construct, yeah, I just put Wachamish. Well, I'm going to be leafing through here to remember the construct forms on the. You could go a construct form on it too. That'd be something like. Remember, it's a feminine. Mayoth is a feminine noun, so you're probably just going to use the masculine looking form.
The construct is.
Okay, fine. Okay. They want hundreds plural. So five hundreds.
Okay.
So it'd be May Oath. That singular stuff usually goes for the noun at the very end rather than for the number, you know, system with the numbers themselves.
Kamishim wa arba.
Yes, well, I'm assuming it's going on to a feminine now. I mean, onto a masculine now. Okay, Shaloshet Alafim V'chamesh, or what was it? Chamishet. Me'oth V'chamishim Arva'a. V'arva'a, excuse me. V'chamishim V'arva'a. Okay. These are really a mouthful. 500, you could have Wachamesh Me'oth or Wachamishet Me'oth if you put in construct. They give you an option for construct or absolute on those. So. What's that? I just used the absolute form, so I'm. Yes, because it's the modifier that goes on a feminine noun, and may oath is feminine. Remember hundreds? Chamesheth. It still stays Chamesheth with Zeri? Okay. Chamesheth. Yeah, just to Chamesh. See, these numbers get to the point. The really the important thing is when you see one, you recognize it. You know, whether they chose to use construct or not or whatever. You know, you read through and that's I know what that number is, and that's what we're really looking for. So this exercise is kind of a reverse, but it's fun to play around with these a little bit. Okay, number 8 is 2107. Tony, or yeah, Tony, do you want to take it or do you want to pass?
I'm going to attempt to pass, but I want to try.
Okay. Okay, or Alpayim.
Yeah.
Alpayim, you want the dual form for 1,000. So Alpayim, 2,000. And you, this one, you probably just want ume'ah, just the absolute form, because it's not really being attached. If it ended right there and was attached to something else, you might. But so ume'ah, and then just 7. Okay, it's shiv'ah. So with shiv'ah. Okay, so alpayim ume'ah with shiv'ah. I'm not going to go through and spell these because we don't have all day. And if you don't, you know, get the spelling quite right, I'm not going to be asking for it in this direction anyway. If I give you it on a test or anything, it would always be the other direction. Okay? Mercy, because that's the way we're going to see it in the text. If you take a trip to Israel and you're going to have to do your income tax in Israel or something like that and type your numbers out, then it's different.
I'm sure they've done
it. I've probably gone to the Arabic system as much as they dislike Arabs. Imagine programming a computer for things like this. Okay, well, Eric, we saved a good one for you. 587,963. We won't be picky on the details here, but get the gist of it.
Maybe somebody else can work on
this. Okay, do you want to pass and come back or something, or?
Well, maybe because I thought we were going to.
Yeah, right. We didn't. It wasn't formally assigned, so I'm not. You know, did anybody have it done? Okay, go ahead, Peter. That's fine.
Cause, I don't know if I have it right, but
I'm all right.
A bunch of words here.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
That is right.
Yeah.
So far, so good. Okay, Shimonim, right? Ushimonim or Shimonim?
Shiva Elif.
Okay, Shiva Elif. Yeah, you can. Now, I think this one you can either do it singular or plural.
Elif.
Okay. We'll stay with Elif. All right. That's what they did in their big number, you know, the last two there, so just follow that. Okay, good.
Kishan, Meod, Meod, Shishim, Shilosha.
Okay, Shilosha. Okay, so either wa or just Tish'a. I've got Tish'a with a Zeri on mine. Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, with Meod, feminine soul. Yeah, with Tish'a, Ta with Zeri. Bathak, Ayin. Batesh'ah, or in the wa is optional. May'oth, Washishim, or Ushalosha. Or just, yeah, Ushalosha probably, or just Shilosha. I can see why they put that wa optional when they get these big long ones. It'd probably be best not even to, you know, to cut down the syllables as much as possible. Okay, so that's 587,963.
Yes.
Yeah, you had Tisha with Sarah. Mm-hmm. I don't even have that form listed. I don't know where I see.
Page 159.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's not listed. Okay, I see. All righty, got it. Any other questions? But I think you can follow the basic sequence. Sometimes there's a question of whether you go construct or not or this or that, but if you're seeing one of these numbers, I don't think you'll have any trouble figuring out what it is. It take a little while. You're not going to see it at first glance, you know. Okay, then the good one here. Anyone want to take 666,668?
Huh? I did it. In the feminine.
Well, that would only affect your last form.
I'm taking both. I've got 600.
May I? Oh, okay. Yeah, just add an ah on the end.
Yeah, okay, I got Chase, Mayo, U, Shishin, but boy, it's hard to read here. It's, I don't know what that is. Shishin, and then.
Tell?
Shisha.
Well, Shesha, did you put construct or just Shesha?
Yeah,
what?
So Shesha, it's in construct with Aleph.
Okay, that's what I had too. Was Shesha, Aleph.
Okay. And I have Shesha,
Neod, U, Shishin, Shesha. Okay, if you just change the last to Shesha instead of Shesha, then you'd have it going on to a masculine noun. Okay, Shesha, Neod, U, Shishin, Shesha, Aleph. Washesh, Meoth, Washishim, Washisha. Okay.
Yeah, our person can answer
that. Yeah. Somebody who listens would have
done it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I would have really done it. All right. Well, so much for that. I think you had some fun with it anyway. Yeah, Peter.
On all those fishes, is it wrong to have shisha, like the very first word shisha meos? You know, I had all of them that way.
Is that wrong?
Meos is feminine.
Yeah, meos is feminine. So take the masculine. Yeah, it takes the masculine modifier, so you choose to have sheish. Yeah, when you get to 1,000, then you've got sheshet, you know, then you've got the feminine modifier going on the masculine.
Okay.
Elef.
Okay.
So that's the direction it goes. Maybe you reversed it there, but. Yeah, and then the shesha at the end is assuming it's going on the masculine.
Okay.
But your shesh me'oth, that's still going to be the same. And then your sheshims in both instances are going to be just what they are. Because they're 60, they're just standing by themselves, not modifying anything. Okay. Part B then, analyze and translate the following verbs. Okay, number one, who's on the line here, Doug? Okay. This one does have two possibilities. Okay.
Okay, I thought that this was either
Polel
or
Polal. Yeah, Polel or Polal. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Polel or Polal.
And the
present plural. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And how would it be translated, assuming the verb means to kill?
No, I like the Polel
better. Okay. yeah, it is a little bit hard to maybe a process of elimination would.
Yeah, we kill,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and we wouldn't be here to say it. Okay. Yeah, that's the point.
Pull all of the passive of pull all. You didn't really mean that. Cause, I mean, how can you have a passive of passive?
The pull all, but what I should mean, I'm not sure what I said, but the pull all is the passive of the pull ale, the pull ale. The pull, in other words, the pull ale is equivalent to pl, and the pull all is equivalent to pull all. And since the pull all is the passive of the pl, so the pull all is the passive of the pull ale. That's it. I did it. Don't ask me to do it again. I hope that's on the tape. Okay. So, in other words, just the diagram, that's, you know, you've got corresponding parts there, which are a beautiful script here. But your first step, PL, PUAL, this is active, this is passive. And then your POLEL is an alternate form of PL. And your polal is an alternate form of pulal. So this is your active, this is your passive in this set. This is just another irregular derivational form with the same meanings as these. So polal corresponds to pulal, and polal corresponds to pl.
Yeah.
And then these are both active and passive relationships across.
Would you be so kind as for the polal?
Uh-huh.
What is polal?
Now, the poel, that one may be a little bit tougher, because I would say it probably corresponds to a PL, but the trouble is that there is a PL form of this verb as well. So what it looks like is that they wanted to get two different kinds of PLs, so they call one of them a poel and that one. So I think that one's kind of in a little bit different area. The poel, the palau, also, that's a kind of a special deal with a reduplication from a triliteral root. And the pilpel also, I wouldn't, in other words, don't associate poel, palal, and pilpel necessarily with, I would say maybe in a rough way associate them all with pl, all three of those, in a rough way. In other words, there's some sort of a derivation here, but it's not clearly active-passive type of thing. And it's just some sort of an intensification or modification of the verbal idea, like a pl. So those would be, might consider all to be subcategories of a PL or something like a PL. But maybe don't want to say too much more about it. In other words, they don't fit into the same kind of a paradigm relationship that the others do. That was the first bell. Okay. Good. Any other question there? So that's right. The number one then would be first person plural perfect form, either polel or polal, presumably polel because of the meaning, we killed. Or if it were polal, it would be we were killed. Okay, number seven then. Huh? Yeah, no, polel or polal. The only difference is the last syllable. Polel, el, or polal, al. See the page 254 there? Polel or polal. Okay. And the way to remember it for me is you got PL, PL, that ends in an EL, and pual ends in an AL. So polel, polel, EL, polal, AL. Okay? Yeah, the problem is that the first syllable is the same, and it's different here. Okay. Number seven then. Peter, do you want to take that?
Sure. Yitmon Su.
Okay, you probably want to go ahead and pronounce that Shawa because it's following. Well, of course, there's two reasons why the Shawa should be vocal. Can anybody enumerate both reasons in this form?
Why
the Shawa should be vocal? There's really two reasons.
Because it's in a closed syllable and before it is a long vowel.
Well, it's in a close. It's actually in a. You'll call the syllable open now because the syllable before it has an unchangeable long vowel, and so the schwa is going to be vocal for that reason. In addition to that, when you get two letters that are the same letter in a row, and the first one has schwa, it'll always be vocal. So, unless, you know, because otherwise you could just double it. Otherwise, you just put a dagesh in it. So when you see two letters in a row that are not dagesh deal, then you know you've got a syllable in between them. You know, you've got a vowel sound in between them. Otherwise, you just punch a dagesh in it and not duplicate it. So, and the translation then?
Okay.
And what kind of a verb is it?
I had it's a third person plural, yes, polel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Third person plural, third person masculine plural, hit polel, imperfect.
So they will kill themselves?
Yes, they will kill themselves. Okay, so that's probably about the best, you know, getting a reflexive idea on it. In other words, this is an equivalent to a hit file for this verb, particular verb. Okay, and then number 12, John. Probably you get that in before the wire here. Okay. Hishtacha.
Woo,
yeah. Ishtacha woo.
They will bow down or bow themselves down.
Yes. Okay. Or now let's see. This is just a perfect form. So they bowed themselves down.
Oh, I had an imperative.
Oh, you had an imperative. Hmm. Let's see. That may be the same form for the imperative
they
too.
They bowed themselves down. Is that what you're saying?
No, I had bow down.
Okay, yeah, it is the same form. It is the same form. Oh, yes, I do have it both ways. Or second person masculine plural imperative. So it could be either way. So it's either what you say. You took a second person masculine plural imperative, which would mean bow down, talking to a group of men. Or, as John took it, you could take it, but you take it as a perfect. They bowed down. They bowed down. What kind of a form is it?
Hishtafel,
yeah, that's that last category there. So it's a hishtafel, third person perfect, masculine plural, and or second person masculine plural imperative. So either they bowed down or bow down imperative. Okay, we'll stop there, and then for tomorrow then we'll go through this part C, number 1, number 8, number 16, and then part E, the translation section. Okay. If anybody happens to run across a chart showing the number equivalents, you know, and the symbols, go ahead and let me know about it. I'm going to try to find. I just can't remember which book I've seen it in, but I'd kind of like to have you to have it. I can make either a photocopy or something so you can have a sheet.
Produce one just from the chapter division.
Yeah, you can probably do it there. If we have to, we can do it that way. But I don't remember now, but I saw someplace they had the explanation of why they went from 15 and why they did what they did. And so forth. I'd kind of like to have that for you. So I'll be looking for it, but in case somebody runs across it in their research.
Any of those grammars that you've been going through, find anything on that?
might be something in, you know, Getch's, Gesetzes may have it. Yeah, at the beginning of analytical, you might see it. Probably a regular grammar book, you know. I'm sure I saw it in a grammar book. I thought I'd seen it in Latin, but it wasn't. Thank you. Okay. Could be. I'm sure it's one of the other common books, but I know I.
That's not in here.
I know I've run across it fairly recently. Like I said,